Well, call to order. Fiscal year 2016 budget hearings. We're back in our budget season. Just for the record, the clock on the wall is not reflective of the actual time. And I wanted to recognize at the table, we have Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Street, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Weiner, Councilmember Diller. I'm Councilman John Cartier, chairing the meeting. My legislative aide, Scott Collins, is taking notes of today's meeting. And in opening the FY 2016 budget hearings and deliberations, today we are going to cover the capital budget. And we have the CFO of Newcastle County, Mike Coop, here to guide us through this budget book and explain the capital budget program going forward. Mr. CFO, you have the table and the floor.
Thank you, Councilman.
Can I have a point of privilege for one moment?
Councilman Smiley, yes.
Just to clear on the record, since this is the first hearing, just to make sure, Councilman Redd and Councilman Hollins both have personal issues, so they won't be here today, and Councilman Redd will not be available tomorrow as well.
All right, duly noted, and thank you for that. Councilman Street.
I won't be here tomorrow.
Councilman Street will not be here tomorrow. Okay. All right, with that, without any further ado.
Can I introduce myself first?
Please go ahead.
Usually I forget, but I just remember.
Go ahead, for the record, sir.
Mike Coop, Finance, Council members. Sure, I start.
I'd just like also take a brief pause and recognize that Councilman Bell is joining us at the table.
Okay, I'm here to, of course, present an overview of the proposed fiscal year 2016 capital budget program. And I do want to say that we do have in attendance the experts and representatives from the various departments in case there are various project questions. Pages 1 through 3 of the handout here are highlighting, page 1, of course, is highlighting the expenditure activity through fiscal year 2015. You can see the expenditure trends. Of course, sewer always tops out in the expenditures. Page 2 is the fiscal year 2016 budget program request through fiscal year 2021. And page 3 is the associated funding sources. Also, with the continued drop-off and other funding sources, most of the proposed capital budget program are funded by county bonds. Page 4 is a pie chart highlighting the fiscal year 2016 budget. And here again, you can see sewer and stormwater top out at 39%. We go to page 5 is a list of our major capital projects over $1 million. This list totals $55 million, which is most of the proposed $56 million capital budget. Page 6 is the list of all the capital projects that are included in the fiscal year 2016 budget by department. Page 8 through 19 is the 2016 capital budget and program for all capital projects. And this actually is the summary coming up here of the capital program that everyone has.
Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, you want to ask as we go since it is a lengthy budget?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On page 7, can you just give us a synopsis of what type of issues would be addressed out of the executive's capital contingency, $174,000?
The executive contingency, $174,000, is to replenish some of the funds that have been used over the last year. The capital, let me go to the actual program. Executive capital contingency currently has $650,000 in it. In the past, that was always kept at around $1 million. And the description on the capital contingency is for any overruns.
Yeah, it's very, very broad.
Yes, so it's allocated by the county executive to meet increased costs of the authorized projects not to exceed 10% of an original authorization or as the county executive thinks necessary.
If this is to replenish the fund back to its original balance.
It's not including it back.
Because of expenditures in FY15. Can you give me an idea of what types of expenditures there were?
Top of my head, I'm sorry, I don't have that answer with me. I can get it for you.
Any lifeline?
Anyone in the department?
Okay.
Kathy? Kathy, would special services be able to help you with that?
These would be slight overruns for...
But please identify yourself for the record.
Wayne Merritt, Acting General Manager, Special Services. What would come to mind would be, I think we might have used some executive contingency funds for the public safety and Kimberton project. The shortfall relative to one of those projects or some project we had, capital project we had going on. I can give you more detail later.
Right. When you get a chance, if you take a look and email all the council, if you would, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
I'd like to recognize that Councilman Powers is joining us. And then I have another question from Councilmember Kilpatrick.
On page 5, parkland acquisition, 2.2 million. Are we buying parks?
This is strictly for parkland acquisition, and we're going to pass this over to Jonathan.
I will.
Jonathan Husband.
Or John Husband.
John Husband, Special Services. This fund was originally set up. It had $13 million in it, and it was taken in previous budget years to help when we were cash-strapped. And this is just funding that is slowly coming back towards that $13 million that was originally.
Okay, so at this point, we don't have anything in particular that we're looking at purchasing. It's just a line.
We had a list back then that's since gone away.
Okay.
But if something comes up, then we're able to act quickly.
Okay, thank you.
Councilman Spivey.
I think there's one out there now to begin the list, so you may want to check before we vote. That's all.
The park.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Coop, if you want to...
I was checking your description here, see if there was anything special here.
Okay.
Okay, then moving on back where we were, page 6 is the list of all projects included by department. And if we go to pages 8 through 19, that's the whole overall summary of the actual capital program of the book itself. Rather than going through all the detail of the book, to allow you to see every project that's out there. Pages 21 through 22 are the anticipated operating costs associated with the proposed capital budget and program, 2016 through 2019. Page 23 is a summary of the proposed capital projects by council. With that, we can start the question.
Councilman Spivey.
Yeah, I kind of thought there might be a clarification coming with that, but since apparently there's not, we need to clarify that the Route 9 Community Library, 50% of it's allocated to Councilman Hollins, 50% is to me, but 100% in Councilman Bell's district, unless we're going to subdivide two satellite libraries.
No, I think it's in Councilman Streets district.
That's what I meant. It's all in Councilman Streets district, but it's listed in 50-50. However, let's be clear, Councilman Hollins did get a dollar more than me.
But a revised sheet was...
Oh, it would go wherever, but that's...
Yeah. Did you get a revised sheet?
Yeah. No, I didn't get a revised sheet.
There was a revised sheet correcting that.
Wait, we got a $7 million issue here. We get a revised sheet. They didn't like the color of one of the books, so we got a whole new damn book. But no, I didn't get the sheet. So I don't know how it came over. Did it come over by email? Airmail?
I guess we're looking at 23.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we split it.
Yeah, they were sent over right away last week.
Mm-hmm. Where were they went?
I was going to mention that, but that's why I had to send over.
Well, you took a breath and asked for questions.
Right away.
I expected it to be addressed before questions, since I raised the issue previously.
Because I figured you guys had it. Sorry about that.
I did. I had it when I read it.
Just for the record, we're referring to the fact that the Route 9 Library is funded in the respective council district 4, Councilman Street District 10.
And not that we have a problem with that.
And then we're going to reflect that in the capital budget.
There was a revised page 23.
Okay, revision put out. Councilman Powers.
Correct that.
I just, because the only thing in there in my district, Southern Regional Park, and it's shared with Councilman Bell, I'm just trying to figure out where it is.
This, I believe, I'm going to let Jonathan answer this.
John Husman, Special Services. No site has been selected. We've done planning work. There's a couple different sites available, but nothing has been earmarked definitively.
So this is $400,000?
But we're taking $200,000.
But is it $400,000 out of both of us? Or $800,000?
That's a total of $800,000.
It's all a total of $800,000. Well, we got Bell Park.
We're now going to be like 10 park.
It's in.
Like 10.
Any other questions on other aspects of the, of this budget book, capital budget book? I have a question I'd just like to, reflecting on the fact that nearly 40% of capital budget is dedicated to sewer rehab. And it's a good time to invest heavily in that type of infrastructure since we are, you know, borrowing money at very low interest rates. But I'd just like to, if we could, get some idea about what, when we will revisit the force main and interceptor on Governor Prince, and what, when can we expect to complete that project? Because, as you all know, it was put in suspension, and I think in a wise move to do that. But at some point, we need to revisit and complete that project. So I'd just like, if whoever would like to answer that, give me some clarity about that.
John Husman, Special Services. As you're well aware, we ended up with issues between the design and the actual construction that is suspended because of the gas lines. We are working with DelDOT and the owner of those lines to see what can be done with that. There's a meeting set up, I think it's in another week, to discuss that with the owner, who's Lindy. Until it gets resolved, what happens to the gas lines, we can't move forward.
Right.
It's not that the project won't move forward. We have to at some, whether it's a redesign or not, because it's part of our secretary's order to complete our project. So it will move forward. It's just, do we have to do a redesign or can we work with what we have?
And we feel confident that the condition of that interceptor will, as we go through this process, continue to remain in a, you know, operational state, that we're not going to have any kind of major problems with the condition of that piping system there? Or is it, you know, are we really getting into a kind of issue where we might have a major problem?
Well, actually, with that line, we did have a problem, a sinkhole in front of the post office several years ago. Right now, that line does carry a lot of sewage from that whole northern section. And at this point, it seems, through our analysis, it seems like it's still okay.
Okay.
We're going to have it replaced, though, before 2018. So we are fast track.
Okay. Understood, and I understand the safety concern. Councilman Street.
But with that, there's a remaining legal challenges with contractors, whoever. What's the status of that, and how does that comport with
this is a different
going forward with the project? My question is, are we going to go forward with the project before the litigation is done?
Very good question.
My husband, Special Services. I'm not an attorney, and I don't know how much I can actually divulge, but we've been in settlement talks, and it looks favorable right now towards coming up with a settlement where the county is monetarily very, very favorable.
Thank you.
We believe that if we were to do anything prior to the settlement, it would be premature. However, the court date is set for this summer. Our hope is long before then to have a settlement in place. If not, and we do have to go to court, we do feel that we have an extremely strong case to come out on top.
Well, that sounds good. But for the record, in my opinion, the legal matters on the first issue as relates to the work that's been done needs to be settled before we begin work again.
I think it's a very good point, and I think it's recognized by the department that is a real impediment for that project going forward.
Yes. If I might just add, it will be, since the court case, I think it's July. So if we don't settle before then and go to court, I think it's only a 2-week trial. So we'll know probably before August.
All right, now, y'all started this. Saying your business is none of my business, but you resolved the legal issue on the basis of work that was done. What assurances do we have now, before we begin construction again, that the same issues and challenges we had in terms of resolving the problems with the gas lines and all those things pertaining thereto are in fact resolved, so you can actually go forward without running into the exact same thing again? End of the day, common sense, what's different this time than the last time?
Well, very good points, yes.
John Hudson, Special Services. The wild card here was the gas lines. We know that if the gas lines are still in play, we cannot build the project as originally designed. Therefore, we would have to redesign it. We're in talks between DelDOT and Lindy to see whether the gas lines will remain in play. If not, we can continue without any problems based on the original design.
But one, then we also have a problem with not only gas, we had a problem with rock.
No, you're thinking of the previous project. It was called the North Delaware Project. We had no rock with this one. It was an issue.
Okay.
Very good points. Thank you. Any other questions about this capital budget presentation? I'm sure members of the council will be studying this assiduously in the coming days. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under Community Services, page 18, I guess what I'm looking at is Southern Library, and I see prior, and I see available, and I see nothing in 2016 as far as being put forward to take a look at the library. Then I see 3.9 in 2017. So is it my understanding that nothing will be done with coming up with a site or anything during 2016?
I'll leave that up to Sophia.
We haven't had any movement on the site selection.
Could you please identify yourself for the record?
I guess my concern, Mr. Chairman, is that, you know, I was the one of the first to speak up, and we collectively moved money forward so we could do the Route 9 library. But I in no way, shape, or form felt that that would impede further movement on a Southern Library. And, you know, I see money that's there, apparently, available balance, $9,460,000. But nothing being allotted for 2016 to do anything. So with money being available, being allotted in prior years, why aren't we proceeding? Because I thought that we had an architect, we had a work committee, we were looking at different options, and now all of a sudden it disappears for 2016. So that concerns me. I mean, the when you get south of the canal, it doesn't mean that Southern New Castle County is not part of this county. And I know we try to do our best to provide services and everything, but that's the growth area. When we talk about a park, we talk about a library. I mean, these are the things that we're asked in meetings, like you've got a multitude of developments that have been built and folks quite simply ask us, when are we getting a library? Why do we have to go all the way up to Glasgow or such? So, you know, I'm just kind of questioning why there's no activity in 2016. Concerns me.
I'll just make one comment. I know that the two members of council that represent Below the Canal have been consistent in their voicing their concerns about libraries and parks for those constituents there. And, you know, it's a very good point that you're bringing forward. Councilman Powers.
Just a question more on, we go from 9.4 million down to 3.9 in 17. So what, why is it half the money?
Oh, okay.
I think it's total.
The 9.4
Mr. Coop, you wanted to respond.
Yes, my two finance. The project was initially put into the capital budget back in 2003. It has a prior authorization of almost 9.5 million. $25,000 was spent while we were doing a study. The 3.9 would be additional funds, bringing project total up to 13 million, which is what they're anticipating, of course, the cost to be. So that's what that's.
So this is in addition to the 9?
Yes. See, that's this being a summary of the book, that's what I'm looking over the book.
I see it on the side.
I'm looking over the book so I can follow the book. I can see a little better.
Well,
Councilman Bell and Councilman Street.
Quite frankly, I think the bottom line is this, is if we're a 440 square mile county, populace in excess of 450,000, and, you know, myself along with Councilman Powers and others on this council are supportive of all the projects, be them parks, libraries, whatever, throughout the county. And quite frankly, I think to have 9.4 million sitting as available and nothing being done in 2016 as far as at least acquiring property or a site or finalizing something, I think it's a slap in the face to the folks below the canal and even above the canal, because there's folks that would utilize that facility. We got 800,000 for park, and you know, to start doing something there. We hear that there's been some sites looked at but nothing decided. Well, when are we going to decide something for the southern part of our county? So I'm a little taken by some of the ways that this is playing out here in this budget book for 2016.
Duly noted. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Did Councilman Street want to make a comment? I mean, well, Councilman Tackett.
No, Councilman Tackett,
are we? Page 14, it appears that we're not making our annual contribution to the Newcastle County Conservation District.
No, what happens with the annual contribution of the for the conservation district, Mike could finance for that. Many years ago, we put this in to the book as basically a place mark for the out years. And then as each year moves forward, like when fiscal 2017 comes here, you'll see nothing for the conservation district, because then it's actually broken down into projects. We know that there's no specific projects in these out years.
This money, I think, was administrative and...
No, that's the operating side, I believe.
Okay.
A lot of hands going up
the specific capital projects handled by the conservation district for the county. Right. We'll let Kathy take over that.
Kathy DeChristopher, Special Services. The conservation district will show up in our operating budget on April 27th. This money, what we end up doing with it is move it to its own separate project once we determine the project is needed. So there's a placeholder of $180,000, and then it'll move somewhere else in the budget.
Yeah, Tony Schiavi, Special Services. The money that's here in the capital budget represents money that we use for cost share purposes with the district. If there's a drainage project that's suitable to both agencies, it gives us the ability to cost share with them. It's separate from the $75,000 that were mandated by the state of Delaware to give to the district. You give that to them out of the operating budget. And the $45,000 that is mandated out of the as a grant underneath our, as part of our annual agreement with them, our ongoing agreement.
Okay, I have a number of council members, Councilman Street, and Councilman Powers, and Councilman Smiley.
Well, I'm going back to the point made by Councilman Bell, Councilman Powers. And I play hard, but I play fair. The fact of the matter is, I remember, like it was yesterday, I'm screaming and crying about no library, no library. And Councilman Bell, supported by Councilman Powers, supported by Councilman Smiley, came forward and said, let's change the schedule and move Route 9 up on the schedule. And that was agreed upon by the majority of council. We went forward with it. But at no time was it contemplated in any way, shape, or manner that that would stop action going forward with the Southern Library. So whatever we can do as a council to say that it should go forward, it should be there, there should be expenditures, and whatever they quite frankly want, we should indicate that to the administration and know in certain terms, because it was never ever contemplated that because the Route 9 library was moved up on the schedule in terms of sequence, which they agreed to, council agreed to, nobody ever talked about stopping progress on the Southern Library. So I think that, you know, I have to support wholeheartedly the points that Councilman Bell and Councilman Powers are making, and I think we should take action, ask the administration to take action accordingly. And cliche is older than I am. Show me your budget, show me your priorities. And if it's not listed as a priority in terms of expenditure, then it's not likely that anything is going to go forward. And I know now there's at least three of us, and I hope more, that don't maintain that view. And I think changes should be made accordingly, and it should be indicated in the budget.
Okay, very good point. Councilman Powers.
Switching from the library to the 75 is the tax thing. Yeah. That's, I'm just making sure it stays there. That's since 90-some% of the tax ditch is in my district.
Yeah, Tony Sciava, Special Services. If you're referring to the mandated grants of the operating budget, $75,000 is required by state law to be given to the Conservation District, and DENREG provides a $75,000 match. They don't have to use it for tax ditches.
That's out top.
They can use it for stormwater projects. That's my understanding.
I'll go back and look at the state law.
Can you really come to the meeting?
I mean, tax ditches can be used for that money, but I don't think it's restricted to just tax ditches.
The major reason it needs to stay there is, and it needs to be done on tax ditches the same as we do on stormwater ponds. Just the Tax Ditch Association maintains them, does whatever they ask them to do, and when it comes into, if you were in Sussex County, you would have to dip them out every 5 years. We're about 20 to 30 years. We have a lot of projects that need to be dipped out, and that money needs to stay there to be able to do it. They could have, over the years, spent it on something else, but I think originally it was for tax ditches, and we're hitting that point where we need to make sure we maintain it. Or else, if not, we got environmental problems because we're backing ditches up, backing septic systems up that end up flowing over into them. So, how's the NPDES permit on that? I know what it is because he just gave me a copy of it. But we got to make sure the money's the administration.
Mike Coop, CFO.
Mike Coop, Finance again. Back on the Southern Library, I just want to make a point. Not that I can speak for community services or that, but with the available balance of the $9.4 million, is sufficient funding there for that project to continue moving forward, you know, if it's moving forward? Because till they do the engineering study, till you do the architectural drawings, the 2017 would probably be more when the project would be being constructed. And that's what would complete that program. But the money is there to start the project.
Councilman Smiley.
Okay. I got two issues. One, I'm just going to jump on this with the councilman if I can. Without the property, there is no engineering, there is no architecture. Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about step two, three, four, and five, and step one is being missed. So, you know, until we have the piece of ground for the footprint, we can't start looking at anything. So I think that's where the council members, unless I'm wrong, is coming. Okay. No one seems to be scouting the area or having conversations with them about where is some available parcels that we can use. And
okay.
Let me, can I go to my second one first? And
sure.
Yield to you?
Sure.
Just so we're clear. The operating budget has the matching funds for the conservation district.
Correct.
Because we have no capital project involving them, that's why we're not showing any money here. Because it shows $900,000, but that's only as a result of a possible allocation in 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. There is nothing allocated now. There's nothing left from last year.
Yeah, special services. Yeah, the money shows an available balance, and I'm not quite sure.
None.
Okay. But there's an older.
If there was when you walked in the door, we got an issue. But no, there's no.
That's
because it says there's no prior authorization, no available balance. 2016 has nothing. And then 180,000 starts in 2017 for a total of 900,000. But that's all in the out years.
And what page are you on?
Page 14.
14. Okay.
That's why I'm trying to clear, because I thought I heard two different things.
Yes. And just as soon as I find page 14 here.
And I'm sorry, I had to be hesitant considering I used to own 50% of the library.
There's two projects at the top of the page. One says countywide drainage problems. The other one says Newcastle Conservation District.
Right.
They're both the same program. They just have different titles. And the newer program at the bottom shows money pushed out into FY 2017. The old program shows an available balance of 162. If you read the literature for the description of that capital project, it is the cost share with the district.
Okay.
So any cost share opportunities with the Conservation District currently for this fiscal year and the next fiscal year will come out of the first project.
Okay, good enough.
And then in 2017, you know.
That may move to wherever.
Yeah, we may roll that money into that project.
Right.
But when the new money comes in, that'll be available for the project.
Got it.
CFO Mike Coop.
Mike Coop again, Finance. I just want to point out on the Conservation District that it goes probably back into the late 80s or 90s when we put this in. When I was handling the capital, I was the architect of this. What happened is, in the out years when we were going to the bond market for bond sales, you always look at your capital program. And what was happening with the county is the last couple of years, there was not much of a capital program here. So meeting with the departments to find out what their anticipated needs were, it was they were never sure what the out years would be, but they knew that they would possibly be working with it. Yes. So that's how we came up with this number. This number's been here for a long time. That's all it was there for, is to show that we will be spending funds out there for the rating agencies.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Councilman Bell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Councilman Bell.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Not to keep beating this thing to death, but the Southern Library, the Southern Library, I personally sat on a working group with Community Services a few years back, and there was quite a bit of work done. I think it was Studio Jag. Somebody had come in. We paid them money to come up with different information and whatnot. We talked about what we would want in a library in the southern part of the county, and we talked about the existing contracted library and everything. So it's not like there hasn't been work done up to this point, but for whatever reason, kind of like just disappeared for next year. So that's what I'm asking about. I'd like to have a detailed report back in a subsequent meeting. If I'm going to be voting on a capital budget, I certainly, for $9.4 million sitting there, and we're not going to take any action in 2016, that just puts us behind the curve, and it won't be 2017, it'll be 2019, 2020.
At least by a dictionary.
Are there any, is there any ongoing effort in the Community Services Department?
Sophia
Hansen, go ahead.
Sophia Hansen, General Manager, Community Services. We can put a report together and provide an update on where we are and what the timeline is going forward. We'll get that to you right away.
Thank you.
All right.
We might have to travel to do that.
Are there any other questions, comments?
A good day.
About the FY 2016 through FY 21 capital budget program? Anything else from members of council? I have a question, the indulgence of the rest of members of council. So we So the capital funding in general, we recently went to the bond market and refunded refinanced some outstanding bonds to lower the interest rate. And that was approximately $12.5 million
savings. Yes, sir.
The savings. What was the total of the bonding that we secured in the refinance?
Yeah. Refinance? We were refinancing somewhere up over $100 million, sorry. And we issued approximately 80, 85 new money.
Okay, bonds. So we refinanced about $100 million. $85 million was old bonds refinanced at a lower interest rate.
No, 85 was new money.
New money.
Right.
And then $15 million was to
refinance old debt from 2007, 2009 issues. And
okay.
In 2010.
All right, with this proposed $35 million capital budget, what, when do you think we will be going to the bond market? How much? So we have $85 million that we secured in new issuance that is available to us. So that should hold us for quite some time, I would imagine.
Mike, through finance. We usually anticipate every third year we've been going to the bond market. We try to issue enough bonds for the coffers to carry us through about 2-year spending period, and then plan on going in the third year. So, because generally, as you go back through the and look at the debt service graph, and you look at your outstanding debt service payments, you start around the third or fourth year, it starts to decline. That's where you try to come in with your new funds, so that your impact is not as heavy on the operating budget as it would be if you were repeating year after year.
We had 8,000 people.
So we currently have bond money available to cover pretty much.
Yes, we have about $20 million for the general fund, and we've issued, 60? So it may be 25 in the general fund, but 60 for the sewer.
Yeah.
Okay.
To carry us for the next
week. We've pretty much got it in hand. Councilman Smiley.
Hey, Mr. Coop, I'm just curious now that I have the documents that were sent over.
Okay.
Right. Somebody can help me understand it. On the page one, and you have the new one. On 2014, when the budget book was put together, how did we have a $25.9 million difference? 2014. I mean, in this book, it's listed at $23.2 million, and then in the amended, it's $49.1
million. Right, the actual expenditures was a typo up in the sewer fund? Well, it was actually a typo.
It was a typo on all of them. Well, no. The last one, the community services was
right.
Good job. You know how much money they took. That's right. See, spell check don't do numbers. Work for the audience. Spell check will not work on numbers.
Sorry to say, yes.
Okay, that was just... That was
16.
Right, that's a big change.
Yeah, can we get that person in payroll? Okay, I just needed a clarification in case it gets out there. All right, thank you.
Had a long conversation with Vince. I'll tell you later.
Any other questions, comments on the capital budget for FY 2016. And just for the record, in the recent refinance of approximately $100 million, what interest rate was the $100 million?
Well, there was a range of interest rates. I'm sorry, I didn't come prepared for that.
Okay.
I'll certainly get to the numbers.
Yeah.
Certainly have it.
But we are still experiencing historically very low municipal bond rates.
And as everyone knows, we did happen to get to our just fortunate.
And we typically go for a 20-year bond?
20-year general fund and 30-year sewer.
30-year sewer, 20-year general. Okay. Any other questions, concerns? Anybody? Councilman Street?
Why can't we vote on the budget now?
Yeah, because we're...
Y'all gonna waste 2 months coming in here and singing this and singing that, and in 10 years, we change one thing.
Councilman Smiley?
Well, that rolls into what I was getting ready to say. Number one, I kind of agree with you, because word on the street is the CAO has 7 votes already, and so if he does, I wish I'd get 7 emails so I could take an extra week's vacation and stay the hell away. But anyway, be that as it may, just to remind council, we moved the capital budget to the beginning of the budget process, because if anyone does anticipate or want changes, there are time constraints that are involved. I believe council to council sent that reminder out. So just kind of bring that to everyone. And I really didn't see any issues with this, but I do not like to see the fellow councilman upset, so I will go back and look again to see if I can find something, council. Okay?
While we're talking about Southern New Castle County, what is the status of the identification of a potential park site for Southern New Castle County, and maybe someone from Special Services?
It's about as far along as the library.
It's in the same...
Is that right, Tom, eh?
Money there.
Is there any active effort to identify?
You can have a park for 5 years, then we're gonna put the library...
John Husband, Special Services. We do have a Southern New Castle County Park Master Plan. I believe I presented that to council a few years ago. It is out and available. In fact, I think Mr. Boyle may have it electronically. If not, I will check with my general manager and see if we can get it over here.
Green Merit, absolutely.
But yes, we've done a lot of action.
Councilman Bell?
You know, comment made, you know, you got property, you got places, you got central locations, and it doesn't prevent us from building a property where a library and a park coexist, or other county services. So, I mean, you know, if it's money better spent to buy a parcel of land that can incorporate both and do a library and do a nice centralized library, I don't think that's beyond this county at all. You know, might make sense, but folks, we got to do something. It's kind of hard when you're here representing a constituency, and you know, we go all over the county down here, and you know, we're supportive of everybody else and everything else, but this county's a little bit bigger than just north of the ditch. So,
Southern Regional Park and Play.
Park and Play. Park and Dog Play. Park. Play. Study. That's
workshop.
I know we did extremely well with the Cali Day Library in combination with the park.
Pick copyright.
Maybe that's the time that's why we screw with that. Something right. Castle County.
You're going to use it, so you're right.
No? Live, shop, work.
Just very disheartening to see nothing in 2016, and yet we've had money for several years in accounts. So.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? It's going rather quickly. Anybody from the public have any questions, comments?
I have to draw it out. Let's go.
About the capital budget, I guess. When would any amendments to the capital budget be required by law to be submitted?
Council to council isn't here, and I didn't bring the paper with me.
Okay.
But she sent an email the other day.
That's why we did move it to the beginning of the process in order to accommodate.
But you have to give them 15 days to comment.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
I just want to
apologize.
I got a second.
I just want to apologize to Councilman Bell and Councilman Powers, because as I realized there was still an issue, I would have given you my $3 million taken away from Route 9.
But I'd have given it right back to Jay, so.
Yes.
You could maneuver that around better.
Half a billion.
I think it's very important to recognize the massive investment that is required by sewers, and 40% of this proposed program is sewer improvements, and that is covered as a separate operating budget and fund by the county it'll remain an important demand for our capital funds for the foreseeable future. Yes.
The only other thing I want to say is, having been through at least six of the budget books so far, I know they're not in the room, but I want to thank finance and the departments for keeping the continuity that we worked on years ago, for keeping the information in the same format. I remember when I first came here, every budget was all over the place. So I appreciate everyone still staying with that, keeping the format. Makes it a lot easier for everyone. So, thank you.
And I got to say, when I was in public safety doing an operating budget, that was the first thing that was pointed out to me, that it was required by county council to take a look at this.
Only for a yes vote.
That was Mike Cooper, CFO. With that, if there were any other questions from the public?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those